Title: Raga. Chop Swing for Heavyweight Sub Impact in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build that proper Raga and Jungle Chop energy inside Ableton Live 12, but with a kind of sub that still feels like a concrete wall, because the classic problem is this. You add vocal chops, you add swing, it starts feeling lively and suddenly your low end turns into soup. Today we're doing the opposite. We're going to make the chops create movement, while the sub stays authoritative. We're aiming for that 170 to 175 pocket, rolling drum and bass, with off-kilter raga swagger. And the key phrase for this whole session is, the rhythm breathes, and the sub stays in charge. Let's set up the session first. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a really safe modern DNB pocket. Now create three tracks. An audio track called Raga Chops, a MIDI track called Sub, and an audio track called Drums, unless you already have a drum bus going. Optional move. Later, we can group Raga Chops and drums together if you want global groove control, but don't worry about that yet. Now we need chop material. Pick something raga-friendly. A short vocal phrase works best. A toaster ad-lib like come again, big tune, rewind, anything like that. Even a single word can work if the tone is right. Drop the sample onto your Raga Chops audio track. Set the Clips Warp mode to Complex Pro. It's usually the cleanest choice for vocals when you're going to be slicing and moving things around. Before you get excited with swing, do the boring but important part. Get the timing clean first. Adjust the SIG BPM so it naturally lines up with the session, then fix any weird phrasing with warp markers. The goal right now is simple, it should feel tight on the grid before we make it funky. Cool, now let's turn it into a playable choppa instrument. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transients, one slice per transient, and for the slicing preset choose the built-in simpler option. Ableton will give you a new MIDI track with simpler loaded and a MIDI clip triggering slices. Open simpler. Set it to one-shot mode. Make sure trigger is on, so slices still play properly even if your MIDI notes are short. And if you hear clicks, add tiny fades, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. That tiny detail makes the whole thing feel more pro. Now we get into the fun part. Chop swing. There are three tools we'll combine. Grooves, micro timing, and velocity logic. The vibe we want is raga push-pull, not sloppy, not drunk. The difference is intention. Open the groove pool. In live, it's that little wave icon. Try swing 16-55 for a tight modern shuffle, or try MPC 16 swing around 57-63 for more classic head nod. Drag the groove onto the MIDI clip that's triggering your chops. Here are solid starting values. Timing around 35-55%. At 172 BPM, 45% can already sound alive. Velocity around 10-25%, just enough for emphasis. Random at 2-8%. Tiny, because too much random is how you lose the pocket. And keep the bass at 1/16. Now here's an important coach tip. After you apply a groove, you are allowed to degroove individual notes. In other words, if the groove makes a key syllable feel unclear, pull that one note back closer to the grid. A common move is to keep the first hit of a call tighter and let the response hit swing harder. That keeps the phrase readable. Next, we add micro offsets for that raga swagger. Open the MIDI clip. Pick one slice as your anchor slice. This is big. Find the slice with the clearest consonant, like a T, K, or P sound, or a sharp transient in the vocal. That anchor slice becomes your identity hit. That's the one you treat like a downbeat marker. Everything else can be more decorative. Now do push-pull timing. Keep your anchor stable and move supporting chops only. Nudge some chops late by about 5-15 milliseconds for that lazy swagger. And nudge a few call hits early by about 3-8 milliseconds for urgency. Don't move everything. If you move everything, you just made a new grid and it'll feel messy. We want tension around stable landmarks. At this point, the MIDI should already feel like it's talking, like a little sentence rhythm, not just percussion. That's another big concept. Phrase the chops like lyrics, not like drums. Even if it's one word, arrange it like it's speaking. Now we shape the chops so they hit hard, but don't fight the sub. On the Raga Chops track, add an EQ 8 first. High pass it somewhere between 90 and 150 Hz. In drum and bass, the sub lane is sacred, so don't let vocal chops carry low end. If it's harsh, dip around 2.5 to 5 kHz by a couple dB. If it's boxy, a small dip around 250 to 450 Hz helps. Next, add auto filter. Use LP24 mode, and bring the cutoff somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz as a starting point. You can automate this later for fills. A subtle envelope can also help, but don't overcomplicate it yet. Then add saturator, set it to analog clip, drive it around 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. This is how chops stay present on small speakers without you boosting low end. Then add gate. This is where you get that chopped spit. Set the threshold so tails get trimmed. Start roughly around minus 25 to minus 15 dB, but use your ears. Keep the release in the 30 to 90 millisecond zone depending on the phrase. You want chop chop, not wash wash. The chop tail needs to be controlled before you add ambience. Don't rely on reverb and echo to do your truncation, because that's how you smear your mid-range. Optional. Add echo. Try an eighth note or dotted quarter. Filter it. High pass up to around 300 Hz, low pass down to about 6 to 8 kHz. Keep it subtle, and automate throws at the ends of phrases. Now we build the sub. Clean but strong. On the sub MIDI track, load Waveatable. Set oscillator 1 to a sine. If you need more audibility, a triangle can help, but start with sine for that pure weight. Keep it simple. Then do a basic sub chain. EQ 8 first, high pass at 20 to 30 Hz, just a clear rumble you can't even properly hear, but you'll definitely feel in the limiter later. If the kick fundamental is competing, you can do a tiny dip where the kick lives, often around 45 to 60 Hz, but only if needed. Add saturator after, keep it light, like 1 to 3 dB of drive, soft clip on. Then add a compressor for classic DNB pump, sidechained from the kick. Ratio around 3:1 to 5:1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so the very front of the sub can speak. Release somewhere around 60 to 140 milliseconds, and you'll tune that to the groove. So far, that's standard. Here's the special part. Chop to sub impact. Most people only sidechain the sub to the kick, which is good. But we can also use the chops to create tiny musical pockets that make the bass feel bigger, not smaller. Put another compressor on the sub track. Set its sidechain input to the Raga Chops track. Now enable the sidechain EQ in the compressor. High pass the detector around 200 Hz and low pass around 6 kHz. This is crucial. We're making the compressor react to the presence and transience of the chops, not their low end. Set ratio around 2:1. Fast attack, about 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release about 40 to 90 milliseconds. And aim for only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction when chops hit. This is one of those psychoacoustic tricks. The sub dips slightly when the chop happens, and then when it returns, it feels like it hits harder. You didn't even turn it up. You just made space at the exact right time. One coaching note here, sidechain feel is mostly release timing. Too fast and it'll click or pump in a distracting way. Too slow and the bass feels late, like it can't catch up. Loop one bar and adjust release until the sub returns right before the next important low-end moment. Often that means it recovers just ahead of kick and snare landmarks. Now let's lock the rhythm relationship. Chops plus drums. You want chops answering the snare and riding the hats. Put chops mainly in the gaps, like between kick and snare, and just after the snare for that call and response. Keep a few anchor chops on strong beats so the listener recognizes the phrase. Here's a practical one-bar starter at 172. Snares on 2 and 4. Put a short chop just after beat 2, and make it slightly late, around 10 milliseconds. Put a double tap before beat 4, one early, one right on grid. Then put a tail throw at the end of the bar with echo automation. Now we add controlled chaos with FX automation, jungle style, but still mix safe. Automate auto filter cutoff. Open it on fills, close it in drops. Automate echo feedback for throws at the end of 8 or 16 bars. And use reverb as a short, filtered space, not a wash. If you're using a stock reverb on a return track, keep decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. High pass the reverb around 250 to 400 Hz, and low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Tight and controlled. And here's a nasty but clean trick, anti-mask pocketing. Put a compressor on the Raga Chops group, sidechained from the snare, not the kick. Just 1 to 2 dB of reduction on snare hits keeps the snare crack dominant even when the vocal is hype. Quick common mistake check before we wrap the core workflow. First mistake, letting chops carry low end. High pass them, always. Second, overswinging everything. Swing chops and hats, not your kick and snare anchors. Third, sidechaining the entire sub too hard to chops. If you're ducking 6 to 10 dB, your bass will vanish. Keep it 1 to 3 dB. Fourth, too much echo and reverb in the drop. That smears the groove and masks snares. Fifth, random micro timing with no intention. Push-pull should reinforce the pocket. Now a couple pro heaviness moves. Keep true sub mono. Put utility on the sub track and set width, to 0%, or at least ensure mono below around 120 HC by whatever method you prefer. If you want the bass to translate to phones without messing the real sub, do a parallel harmonic layer. Duplicate the sub, or use an audio effect rack with two chains. One chain stays clean and mono. The other chain gets EQ high pass around 120 to 180 Hz, then saturator or overdrive, then low pass around 1 to 3 kHz. Blend it quietly. You should barely notice it on big monitors, but on a phone it suddenly makes the bass line audible. For ragga grit texture on chops without harshness, you can use redux very lightly, then low pass after it. That battered dubplate edge, but controlled. And a major arrangement trick. Pre-drop mid-range blackout. In the last half bar before the drop, remove chops entirely, or filter them down hard. Bring reverb return down too so it doesn't wash into the drop. When the mid stop yapping for a moment, the sub feels like it lands heavier, even at the same level. Now let's do a mini practice run you can finish in like 15 to 25 minutes.